In this week's Parsha, in the beginning of chapter 27, Perek Chav Zayin, the Torah relates the story of the Bnos Tzelofchad. The five daughters of Tzelofchad came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they wanted to know what should be the rules regarding their inheritance. Tzelofchad had no sons and he had five girls. If there are sons, they understood that the sons would inherit and the girls would not. In strict Torah, biblical law, that is what happens. But if there's no sons and there are girls, shouldn't the girls inherit? But when they approached Moshe Rabbeinu, they began in Pasuk Gimel by saying, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, our father, Tzelofchad, he passed away in the desert. He wasn't part of the Korach rebellion. He died because of his own sin. And many of the commentators point out that what is the point of that statement? Why are they adding on all those details? Who cares why he died? Who cares if he was part of the Korach rebellion? This leads to a story with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch was a fascinating person, lived in the 1800s, from 1800 to 1874. He was the brother-in-law of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. He was the head of the Kehillah of Tarnopol, a big city, not a small little shtetl, a big city. And yet, he wrote a sefer that is world-changing. The entire world till today, probably no sefer is published without some type of statement from the Minchas Chinuch. At the same time, there is very little information about his life. He was called the Shaskin, the quiet one. Very few stories circulate about his life, even though, again, head of a big city, part of a dynasty family. He himself can trace his lineage back almost 15 generations to Rishonim. He comes from Reb Heschel of Krakow. His grandfather produced the Sefer Yeshua. But there are a splatter of stories set over in his name. And one of them relates to this. It says that when he got to Tarnopol, the big city in Tarnopol, one time someone came into him and started talking to him about how you should know that when the job was available, there were other candidates and I voted for you. And he said he appreciated it. A short while later, that same person came before him in a monetary judicial case that was needed. They needed him in Beis Din. And he said to them, I'm sorry, I cannot judge this case at all. Since you, on one side, already told me that you were part of the reason why I got my job here, that is called a form of sheichet, a form of bribery, and therefore I can't sit on this case. I'm sorry, you have to give it to someone else. You disqualified yourself when you spoke highly of me. And he answered, I want to say something. Minchas Chinuch explained further, I want to answer with this question. It says about Bnei Tzelofchad that after they came and they claimed their whole question and they came and they told Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to be, what it says is, in Pasuk Hei, Vayikra of Moshe es Mishpatan, Lefnei Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought the case before Hashem. So he asked, I don't understand something. Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu answer the question himself? That girls inherit when there are no sons. This is not a prophecy needed situation. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just answer it? So he explained that because the Bnei Tzelofchad began their statement and they told him that you should know he didn't die because of the rebellion of Korach, our father, on some form, as soon as they said that, even though it's about their father, not about themselves, even though it seems innocuous, that statement, he said that was a form of flattery, even in the minorest form of flattery. You're saying nice things and you're saying that your father was a good person. Therefore, I don't have the clarity to judge correctly. Leisikach Sheichet is not necessarily because you're for sure going to lie and you're going to take money and lie. Even when someone is going to judge the case correctly, one is prohibited from taking Sheichet. Because the reality is, when you take Sheichet, your clarity is lost. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you preempted the statement by saying that your father was on my side. You preempted by telling me that you guys are not against me like many other people of the nation during the travels of the desert were. I can't judge this case. I have to go to Hashem. Every word in the Torah has to be judged, has to be looked upon. There's no extra details for no reason whatsoever. It's endless what we can learn from every word in the Torah and make it practical to our lives. Have a good Shabbos.